the distinction between the subject of a work and the objects in the work, the subject of a work and the objects in the work, I think makes a remarkable distinction that should help people understand that even though, let's say, my painting as it developed did not have any of those objects, that it did not necessarily mean, therefore, that there was no subject there. That it unites the thing, it creates a totality. As you get, you see it, you look at it, and you see it. And if you don't, there's nothing to walk into. It's not a window to walk into. It's not a window leading you into a situation where you walk through either interior or exterior world, from which you then come to a conclusion. The beginning and the end are there at once, at once, at once.
But everybody's influenced by everybody. Quiero rap sin ofensiva, mi pero man. You know, but everybody's influenced by everybody.
But are the things which can't be located, or are the things which turn into something else while you locate them? But are the things which can't be located, or are the things which turn into something else while you locate them, while you locate them? Or are things which are located so nicely that you know they can't? Or are things which are located so nicely that you know they can't survive?